Well, thank you very much and good evening for having me. Lisa and Matt invited me here to represent Forge Social to talk about the social media services that our agency has had the privilege of partnering over the last 8 months now with the city of Clinton on. I am our director of sales and operations, and Forge Social is located in Dubuque, Iowa, and we manage social media for about 65 different businesses across 9 states in the United States. And so moving forward then, we were presented with the opportunity to partner with the city of Clinton in January of 19. We started a conversation just a little bit prior to that to talk about how we could create a social media campaign, which we've called the Choose Clinton, Iowa campaign, to really enhance a positive outlook on content for the city of Clinton and really focus on gaining positive reviews and comments, highlight different events and news in a timely fashion, take it out of your hands and allow us to partner with you. So what we're gonna go over the next several minutes is why we chose social media, why social media was chosen for the city, goals that we had initially planned with the committee, an overview of the last 6 to 7 months, the analytics that we use as our KPIs, or key performance indicators, who your target audience is and who is currently engaging with your social media, share some comments and notable reviews as well that we've been able to gauge, and then talk about some future opportunities to get the community and council involved in future content. Why invest in social media? So as I mentioned, we were approved to come on board and partner with the city to really focus on creating a positive outlook on topics for Clinton, such as the education system, transportation, law enforcement, childcare opportunities, the workforce. And so we have been working with Matt and his team, Lisa, over the last several months to do exactly that. We've also partnered with the Chamber and several other businesses to make sure that we are highlighting events. Just on my way up here, Lisa sent a press release that has been published. So just kind of showing the timeliness of posting content for the city, making sure that if there's inclement weather or there's specific news information that needs to go out there, we do that. Everything that is on your social media is designed by your account manager, Jessica Flagel, who is the who I have since passed on my obligations to. So we work together on making sure that your content is well represented. We actually just also spent, which I'll share a little later, a day in Clinton doing a photo shoot as well. And this is something that we plan to do quarterly to gather content, not just for us, but for you to repurpose on different items for Clinton as well. We know that we can't always change what people may form an opinion about, or we can't necessarily take away what people may comment on, but allowing social media to represent the city of Clinton, it opens up another form of two-way communication so that you as a city can hear what your residents and visitors have to say and reply and give them good feedback and answers through our management on your social media. In addition to hopefully anybody who is considering moving to or coming back to the Clinton area, hopefully they see content that and reviews that are positive across your social media. There are several goals that we put in place. So I mentioned that we wanted to really focus on creating that consistent and positive voice and a unified message. So we've continued to build upon that as we've been notified of more items of importance on your social media content. We want to make sure that we're responding and engaging with your audience in a timely manner. Your account manager monitors your social media 7 days a week. And so you are assured that no matter what is getting posted, that you always have someone who is out there replying to or directing those comments and questions to the appropriate person within the committee that we communicate with. Gathering positive comments and reviews, we want to really make the city of Clinton shine through your social media, and so that is a future opportunity that we'll also talk about, but anything from positive comments on comments to leaving reviews on your different social media review tabs is really important for us. And then sharing important news and information on social media to inform the community. You don't have to worry about waiting until something goes to print or getting up a new billboard. We're able to publish it for you within minutes or, you know, an hour or two of you notifying us that it's something that is important to get out there. So we report on a monthly basis, and so this is a 7-month overview of work that has been accomplished on your accounts through the end of July. Something that I want to make sure is noted is, for those of you maybe a little bit unfamiliar with social media, the difference between organic and paid engagement is very different anymore on social media, and we've had a lot of success building your social media accounts from the ground up, being non-existent, with zero paid advertising. We have not had to ask the committee to invest in any additional advertising. While there is definitely opportunity to do so for further reach and engagement through your current following, which we're nearing 1,000 followers, and I hope to achieve that by or before the end of the year, this has all been done through people who live or visit the community and want to be involved and want to share the messages that we have been publishing for you. So that's really exciting to see. Also something to note, I mentioned that day that we came and did some photography and based on some locations that were requested. All the photography in this presentation was also done by our team. So
that was my favorite photo.
I know, I love it. It's so funny. And I can't take any credit. It was actually my interns, and they're incredibly talented. So just weekly communication, writing, designing all of your content. We've shared and published over 73 events on Facebook. Whenever there are jobs shared with us, we also post those. So instead of having to pay additionally to have a job advertised, we immediately put it up, and it's published to several different forums across social media, and we're able to track applicants and get you qualified leads as well. So KPIs, these are our key performance indicators that are tied to your goals, and this is how we are measuring what success is on your social media. Not having any paid campaigns, we are not monitoring specific website traffic, things like that, but we are looking, and we report this in your monthly reports, on if we were including links on your social media posts, how many people were clicking over to specific websites. So anyone who provides the committee and shares with us content, we're, it's another free, essentially, you know, form of advertising. But again, really proud of the results that we have been able to see. There's been 800, and this was as of the end of July, but I believe we're right around 900 or close to that. New fans on Facebook, and this is simply by everyone sharing and inviting friends and family. New followers on Instagram and Twitter as well continues to grow. Facebook is going to be the dominant source for a community page, but we're also able to do the most on there. We've had 11,000 engagements across your post. 1,300 posts were shared across Facebook. We've had many, many comments, and I can tell you that 99.9% of them have been positive. It's really exciting to see how wonderful your community has been on your social media. As I mentioned, we manage a lot of different social media accounts across the country, and so that opens it up to a lot of comments for the public on different things. So we get to gauge a lot of that, and you know, in unfortunate recent events, just getting to see how your community came together and really supported one another and the families and your fire department, the police department, everybody. It was just so heartwarming to actually see that and to have a little piece of that. So I congratulate you on having a community who used this forum to do that. And then we've been able to reach over 208,000 people with our social media posts over the course of the last 8 months. The reason that these numbers, when I use words like impressions and reach, this is important because it's brand awareness. It's getting your message out in front of that many people. We can give you an exact number of how many eyes were set on our content versus an estimate or a guess, and then we can tell you the actions that they're taking on those. So we can go to the So who is your target audience? Who is engaging with your social media? We obviously want this to be people who live or visit the city of Clinton. Of your 800, 900 followers, 504 of them are people who have on Facebook listed that they live in the city of Clinton. There is obviously more than 504 people, though, who live in the city of Clinton. So we really encourage everyone, if you haven't already, to go out, invite friends, family who are here to engage with your social media accounts. Women are your top demographic. Again, men, I think there's more men out there than 180 males. Otherwise, that's a really big female-to-male ratio. getting more men engaged. And then your age profiles. This is the age profile for Facebook. It's not surprising. This is really where your top demographic lives anyways on Facebook. If you notice, we are differentiating and starting to a little bit more your content across the three platforms as you have a different target audience on each. So no matter where you come from, no matter where you choose to call home, you have some type of a connection to that. And so we want to make sure that, again, we're highlighting the people and the businesses who make Clinton, Iowa what it is, and we want to really focus on why people have chosen Clinton, Iowa. So moving forward, I just have a few notable comments, and there are many more if you scroll through posts that you can read, just people who are sharing different things. So we just encourage that to continue. And then I guess before I conclude, I just wanted to share as we continue to move forward and manage your social media, to continue to help us with growth by commenting and sharing, and also letting Matt, Lisa, and please feel free to reach out to myself as well. My information's there, but if you know that there are people around the community doing great things that we can highlight, more businesses, we are always picking and choosing businesses, but you guys live here, you know all of the businesses and how we can highlight them, new news, information coming. So we want to hear from you as we're representing you, and anything that we can also do to improve and be, you know, better representative for the city, we welcome your feedback.
Cool. Okay, so have any hard questions?
Yeah.
What is a hashtag?
No, we really appreciate it, because this actually started in the Clinton Progress Coalition. I think an idea from the guy on my right here came up with. I was working with some folks at the
Clinton Center. It was a group of us. Yeah.
And so we're also trying to get some further participation with the other folks in the community, of those that sit in that room as well. But we, of course, our ultimate goal would be that we go to paid advertisement and then everything's paid for. But I think we're a long ways from that. But I think this is a great start, and we're going to continue monitoring, and we appreciate everything your team's done. We look forward to continuing on the rest of the year and hitting 1,200.
We can do that.
I was going for 50.
Well,
thanks.
Then after you leave today, go out and share and invite people, and it'll help us reach that goal.
Gotcha. Cool. Awesome. Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.